This is Earth and Sky for Monday, June 7th. The transit of Venus, beginning late tonight for us in the U.S., will be visible from more than half the Earth.
Any place you can see the sun during the 6 hours that Venus will take to cross the sun's face. Here in the U.S., people on the East Coast will see the transit already in progress when the sun rises tomorrow morning. NASA has put together a live webcast of the transit. From the U.S. West Coast, you'll want to access that beginning late this evening. We'll tell you how in just a minute.
The last transit of Venus was in the year 1882, and it was used to help refine our knowledge of Earth's distance from the sun, about 93 million miles. Here's astronomer Sten Odenwald.
The last time this was viewed, we were living in a country and at a time in history that was vastly different from the time that we enjoy now. When the next transit happens in the future, that'll be a different time than today. And the transit is sort of a shared experience, not only by people living right now, but also people living across the great expanse of time.
For that link to a live webcast of the Venus transit, come to earthsky.org. And again, from the western U.S., you'll want to check in with that this evening.
Today's show is made possible by NASA's Sun-Earth Connection Education Forum and the Exploratorium in San Francisco. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.